This is the Steve Cochran Show.
We go to Coach Q now. You happy with what you saw from Crawford?
Getting back in the real time and getting exposed to playing in real game. I think that's that was needed, and it was good to get it going in the regular season.
What'd you see from Crawford Saturday night?
Throwing him in there for the first playoff game without playing any or getting any action would have been tough on him.
I just realized that Dave had already asked you about Crawford because...
Yeah, okay, good.
Oh, this is awkward.
But here's the deal. Dave asked him about Crow, and I was covering another point in the show with Sambra.
Is that what you
producer
were?
Sambra? Yeah.
Okay.
We're talking about something.
I wish you weren't a liar.
Oh, you're going to get it all day now.
Coach, I was going to ask you about Crawford. What you thought of him.
Idiot! So stupid. What a dumb question.
Ah, I tell you what, Jake's getting it done. Give me a little who for the coach, too, will you? Got a little who? You know the coach's rules. Coach must hear the who, or he can't go on without the who. I don't know if you know that.
Right.
Yeah. He has to actually have the who music because that fires him up for the segment, which, of course, is always an award winner. You think my shoes are made of thank the people at Hooters for sponsoring the Coach Q Show all regular season long. Remember, Hooters, it's not just a place where you get wings. It's pretty great. No, that's not their slogan. Coach Q joins us now. How are you, my friend?
Doing all right. How you doing?
Still trying to get over you two mocking me over my repeat of the Crawford question a couple of weeks ago.
I was wondering how he's doing.
Nice.
Well, listen, it didn't end the way we wanted. Certainly didn't end the way you wanted. But when you look back at the season, well, do you look back at the season? Or are you the next foot, one foot in front of the other guy?
Well, I definitely, we recapped. And, I thought regular season-wise, we did some really good things.
Yep.
And making the playoffs was a great achievement. And then we're in a tough division, and we walked into a real good team that needed to win in the worst way in the first round and played like it. And we had some moments that we felt that, hey, that was a winnable series. And at the end, missing out by a goal leaves a little bit even more frustration now that as you're watching it and you get to think about it a little bit more. And what could have been, and in the meantime, I look at it. Okay, let's recapture some energy here. We pick up 6 weeks of rest, and let's make sure we go back to that. First of all, we got to get in the playoffs, but apply it at the right time next year, knowing that I think we had all the ingredients of a team that could win.
Yeah, again, this is not an excuse. This is a reality, and these are facts. You guys have played a lot of hockey. And for a guy that played it at the highest level, your legs need time to recover, right, summer-wise?
Well, whether it's legs, whether it's your focus, whether it's the intensity, I know like the last 3 summers have been extremely short. And, that's why making the playoffs was a real good and not an easy thing to do.
Right.
And finding it, and we try to balance it out. We try to give rest and try to be fresh. We came into the playoffs relatively healthy and as good a shape as we could expect. And so we were hoping that everybody was we're fine. And now you get in a long series and you got to beat 4 teams 4 times in a real hard environment. So it's a real tough task, and that's why winning a championship in the NHL is as tough and the most satisfying and rewarding achievement you're ever going to get. And to do it back-to-back years is a lot to ask, and that's why it's hasn't been done for so long.
Toughest trophy in sports, I think.
Well, I think it could be, for sure. I mean, yeah. Basketball, they play 4x7 is like we do, and it's a... but I think the hockey game might be a little bit more taxing physically.
Yeah, I mean, if we get to a point, there's plenty of action under the hoops, or as Ted Cruz called them, the rings. But you're not doing it on skates, and you're not being pummeled while you're trying to make a pass or collect a puck. It's a different environment. Not that basketball players and NBA players aren't great athletes, right, because they are. Dave, say hi to Coach Q.
Coach, good morning. You've told us before about how much hockey you watch with teams other than your own. Are you able now to watch the other games that are going on? Are you watching the Blues Stars series?
Well, what do you think? He's watching the Real Housewives? He's Coach Q, for crying
out. Well, maybe he's doing other things. That's why I'm asking the question.
I try to do other things, but last night when the games are on, we had all three going at once, and then tonight one, and then the other night one. But I've watched all the games, and you know, I think certain teams look real good. The West is still, you know, St. Louis looks a little bit better than Dallas right now, and the other series, San Jose looked really good in the first two games, but you don't discount Nashville ever. And the East is still, you know, wide open. That Washington Pittsburgh series is fun to watch, and Tampa Bay knows how to win. So it's, you could argue everybody right now. I got no rooting interests.
You're picking anybody?
I thought San Jose actually looked as good as anybody here has in this round.
And the one thing that fans need to remember, and I don't think Chicago Blackhawks fans even need to hear me say this, but I'll say it anyway. This team, three's not enough. One goal remains the same. They're going to come back this summer for convention and into camp and into the fall, and I think be hungrier than ever. Am I right or wrong about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, you know, watching the playoffs creates an appetite. The disappointment, not being a part of it. You know, our team gets a lot of attention and a lot of focus and a lot of talk, and teams are noticeably ready for us. But at the same time, I think that that challenge is always in place, that we welcome it, and we know we got to be on our game. And we got a lot of players that are not just good players. They want to be the best they can be regularly and game in, game out. And that's what makes us a good team. And I think that not being there this year, that's going to be the focus next year. And let's recapture that feeling of what it takes to win and finding a way to get it done.
I know fans are nervous about Shaw possibly not being here next year. And I know Stan, until you get the final salary cap number, can't really say how this roster is going to look. But do you have a gut feeling, Joel, that there will be as much overhaul of the roster this offseason as there was last year?
I don't know if we'll have that much, you know, change. I mean, as far as top players, no. You know, Shazi's the one guy that's, you know, numbers are probably important, but I think he's the desire by both sides of wanting to stay together is definitely in place. And knowing brings a great ingredient and intangible to our team that's noticed and appreciated. And I think the fans in Chicago love Shazi, and for all the right reasons,
yeah.
Same reasons we want to keep him, and hopefully we can find a way to get that done. But other than that, I think, you know, we know that we're against it, and trying to find whether it's top free agents or guys that look like they're 30-goal scorers or this or that, they're not out there. And I think that whether it's younger guys coming in, filling spots, I thought we did a lot of that earlier on in this year. But I think that's kind of where we're at. We know that with our cap team and our salary cap world, that we got to find a way to win within that structure. And I thought this year we did a real good job off of, you know, a tough situation. And I think we're kind of knowing that that's where we're at going into next year. I think that's, you know, finding a way to win with what we have is, you know, I liked our team this year. And I see it very comparable going into next year.
Talking with Coach Q, what's on your wish list first? Second line defense?
You can never have enough defensemen. You know, if we can add a defense or two, you know, I think we got a nice group to start with, and that would be great. You know, I think Johnny could use a winger or two. I like hosts with Kruger at the end of the year. You know, Artie's line with the Breadman and Kaner is in place. You could always change one of those guys to enhance Johnny's line as an option, but if we don't have to do that, you know, over the course of the year, I'm sure we'll try both options. But we feel that we've got a lot of good options. We got basically formations on four lines, and there's not a lot of additions. And I think that the additions we do make will be you know, give us some energy and some depth as well.
You know, Gordie Howe, Yager, some of these guys who are even older than Hossa amaze me. But Hossa is something else. On top of being a really good guy, He's been playing more than half of his life, I think, now in the NHL. And I don't see that he's lost a step. You look like he played harder than ever.
He did. He was he arguably one of our best forwards in that series. He was productive. I thought he found another lease on life playing with Krugs and having a responsibility of being more about a checking line and got production off it. And you know you're going to get that responsibility without the puck. And, you know, on a power play, it was useful. Penalty killing was great. Scored some clutch goals, but he really did have a real good playoffs for us, and I thought that was a good way to end it, knowing that at his stage he'll get some excitement going into the summer and coming refreshing, although I think he'll be in the World Cup in the fall, and I look forward to seeing him there as well. So it should be a fun summer for a lot of our guys, knowing that they got a chance to rest and then get excited about the World Cup. And then, when we get Blackhawks started, we'll be ready to take off.
Does the captain, Toews, sit down with you after the Blues thing and say, you know, maybe we look at this, maybe we look at that? Or do you guys just sit down and go, well, that sucked. Next year, that's not going to happen.
Well, we had our exit meetings with all the players, and we talk about individually where they're at, their performance was at, things to think about going forward. And, some guys we ask their opinion, some guys we don't. And obviously with Johnny, we, like to hear what he has to say. And Johnny always says the right things. And, you know, he has a real good pulse of the team and himself and very honest as well. So it's it's one of those summers where we're going to learn a little bit here and at some point, I'm sure there's going to be some frustration as we watch it go along here, knowing what could have been ifs and buts. But we've been pretty fortunate in these same situations, so okay. I don't think there's any complaining.
You mentioned the way this team could look next year and maybe without a ton of overhaul, but you've got some young guys who we've seen glimpses of, have been up for a game or two here and there, or even a little more than that. Guys like Caro and Hartman and Bond and Hinostroza. Is it the time for any of those guys, Joel, going into next year? Is that all going to depend on training camp?
I would think those guys, and we had a couple guys that just came into the organization from college at the end of their years.
Like Mott.
Mott, the Johnson kid. I think those guys can move ahead. I think that's whoever's deserving of it. We thought that those guys this year had chances to come up, and they all did a good job. And sustaining it is the challenge. So they got a year under their belt at the pro level. They're going to get a year under their belt. And, whether it's by committee or somebody's definitely going to grab it. I always feel there's a surprise or two in training camp and would expect somebody to look like they belong there. And hopefully they can keep getting better and solidify that NHL job and keep improving.
What are you going to do for fun? You got a trip planned?
Got about four little plans here coming up here. One that I'm looking forward to, even though I wish I can't go this weekend.
What do you mean you wish you can't go?
Yeah, when I can go to the Derby, it's never good because we're not playing. So I, it's a nice treat because you to go, but I'd rather be playing hockey. So
I understand. I understand that.
That's my wish.
Who do you like?
It's wide open. I still haven't done my homework yet. And everybody's talking about Nyquist. We've got the hockey horse, and the owner is from Windsor, so have some rooting interest there, and we'll see.
You got how many in your stable? You still got two or three?
I have two horses right now.
Yeah, they coming? We going to hear about them?
I don't think we're hearing too much about them right now. They're both coming off injury and IR, and the other guy's on IR. So I don't know. It's a
glue.
The trainer tells me they're ready to go, eventually they're going to be out there running. But they're both decent horses. So
is it bad that they named one Glue and the other one Factory? Should we read anything into that?
Soon to be. Yeah.
Upper body or lower body?
Hey, Coach, before I let you go, you played tennis with Eric from Eric and Kathy earlier this year. And
played golf with him yesterday.
All right, now hold on a second.
No.
Hold on a second.
Oh, Coach.
What kind of
design? Not by design, very coincidentally. And
you were out of his golf course.
Yeah, I was out playing. And
you told me
they joined up with us for a couple holes.
You told me you didn't want to play golf. This has got to be personal between you and I.
I played my one round all year.
Oh,
yesterday.
Please.
So Eric probably latched on
one and done.
He probably latched on to Coach's foursome, though. right?
Well, of course.
Yeah, they had two of them. We had three, and we played a few holes.
All right, so what are you and I going to do? We got to hang out this summer. You know you want to.
I can't wait. What are we
going
to do?
I don't know. Am I going on one of your trips?
No way.
We'll play tennis, though, Coach. We'll get ready for a doubles tournament.
Maybe we'll go to Arlington Park or something.
That's a good call. All right, we're going to Arlington. Okay. All right, and tell your girlfriend, Eric, when you see him, I said hi.
Okay, I will.
Hey, in all seriousness, thank you. Thank you for great stuff week to week. The fans always love your honesty and obviously love your talent. And we're so lucky to have you here in Chicago. And, thanks for the friendship and thanks for being on. We appreciate it very much.
All right. It's had fun. Enjoy. Right. Have a good summer.
All right, buddy. Thanks. See you later.